We've asked this before. I think you guys are all snoopers, right? At somebody's house. Are you a snooper, Maitland?
Yeah.
You go to somebody's house, you go through, you open the medicine cabinet, the
drawers. Maybe not that far. But
what do you snoop?
You know, maybe I'm not a snooper. I mean, I'm going to
lie. Are you feeling guilty?
By those definitions, no, because I try to be extra observant.
But you're not.
But
so you'll
I'm
look
not,
at
like,
things that are visible.
But yeah, I'm not opening things that are shut.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not. You a snooper?
No. No, I'm not a snooper. I don't care.
Kelly?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to walk up to like everything you have. And if it's like a cool looking music box, I'm going to be like, neat. And I might open it up and it could be like a family heirloom in there. And I wouldn't.
You're not opening drawers.
You're going to find ashes or something.
But yeah exactly. Oh, that'd be terrible. I'm spilling. What's this dusty stuff that's gone everywhere? In a bathroom, the only reason I think I would look in somebody's medicine cabinet is if I was like, washed my hands and looked in the mirror and saw I had something in my teeth and needed like a piece of floss or something. Mm. Otherwise, I'm not looking too much.
Steve, are you?
No.
Hey, what if it's somebody you've been dating a while?
Oh,
like
definitely.
When does it go from, let's say you've been dating 5 years. It's unclear if they live together. Maybe it says in here. Is it still snooping then? Or are you just...
I mean, it depends on if you're snooping. I mean, snooping is snooping. If you're trying to find something by sneaking around, you are inherently snooping whether you've been with somebody a day or 30 years.
What if it started as just looking for something, but then you found something accidentally that made you start to snoop?
You're still snooping. I mean, I've snooped in relationships before where something triggers something else and maybe I should look a little deeper.
Well, listen to this. See what you think. I think it would shake you a little bit. We're a couple of age 42 and 41. She's 41. We've been together 5 years. I just found a C vibrating ring in my girlfriend's drawer. They do not live together. He says, I came to her house as I normally do. I went to the bathroom, needed some floss. So I opened a drawer just to look for floss. Honest mistake. And beneath a small bag, I saw the ring. It was opened and clearly had been used. I didn't say anything. When she went for a shower, then I decided to check the dresser drawers, and I found another ring, boxed and unopened. I also found some nipple suckers. That's how they.
I don't know what that. I mean, I've heard of nipple
specifically
clamps
what that
before.
Does. Yeah. I don't know.
But whatever.
At first, I didn't even know what they were designed for, but I Googled it. In 5 years, it had never occurred to me to snoop around in her drawers, but the findings in her bathroom triggered it. It was probably wrong to do it. I don't know. We've been together 5 years. We don't live together. As I mentioned, she is quiet, not outgoing person. Regarding sex, our relationships are satisfying for both. I thought her approach to sex has never been too needy. At least that's what she's been telling me. I generally need to make the first move. She used to host face parties, but not so much into it. And for some time now, she's not only stopped, but she has said, no, I'm not going to do that again. When we talk about self-amusement, she would say she has no need for it. We've been together for 5 years, but do not live together. She travels very often to her parents' house over 300 miles away and stays there for 2-3 weeks at a time and comes back to where we live for another 2 or 3 weeks. So our contact when we are not in the same city is by messaging or calling. Recently, I would say 2 months ago, contact from her side became less and less constant and less affectionate, less calming. Hardly messaging, while before we were messaging almost every day. We still have sex, but in many occasions, she's either tired or does not feel like working, like doing it. Tells me she's having lots of work and presentations, so we go to sleep early, nothing happens. The broader picture of what's going on. If it wasn't for her cold phase at the moment, this wouldn't have bothered me so much. But combined with finding the C ring and never mentioning it, or proposing we use it together, fires up all sorts of alarms. Am I freaking out for no reason?
I don't think
so.
No,
you're not.
I don't think you are.
That could be, how does she keep a lot of things and not necessarily clean out these drawers? Like, are they full of a lot of other stuff?
Yeah, like is every drawer packed? Could be 5 years old.
That she had with her ex from forever ago.
Didn't she say that the one was obviously used?
Yes.
And they haven't used it together.
It'd be weird to hang on to that.
Yeah.
I think.
It'd be a weird thing to hang on to. Yeah. That's not.
Because inherently to use it again, you'd have to hand it to someone and go, hey, I hope this fits you too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a secondhand one.
No. Mm-mm. No, that'd be pretty weird.
But what do you do? Say, hey, I found this in your drawer when I was looking for floss. That's a legit thing to say.
That's a legit thing to say. I mean,
you can't add, I found another one. You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to tell on yourself, because if you don't, you're just going to get more and more insecure. And you're just going to sit there and be like, whose was that? When did that happen? Was it before, during? Mm-hmm. Is it still happening? Yeah, you have to say exactly what it is. And if they're a D about it, then that's not a good sign.
No, right.
No, it's a good sign that there is another D there.
That could, that stuff could be left over from a previous relationship. Weird that she didn't throw it out, but some
people. How long were they together?
5 years.
5 years.
It could,
some people just out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. It could very well be, too, that maybe she got one because she also feels like the lull in their sex life. So she got one to ask if he wanted to try it out, but she wanted to try it out on herself first. So that's the open one. And then she's got the other one.
Maybe she's really nervous about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it'd be hard for her to know what a C-ring feels like on her vagina.
Not really.
Yeah. Just wear it like a ring.
You guys ever seen one? They have like a big chunky thing that hits in the right spot for a lady.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use it on yourself.
Okay.
And they're very bendable and foldable and moldable.
Sounds like I need some.
Yeah, I guess I should get a couple of those things.
Sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
They're bad.
It's like a win.
Yeah, but
I think that's very plausible.
You can get them at Walgreens.
And if she's feeling like a lull, you can get them at Walgreens?
Yeah, Trojan makes them.
It comes with
like a little ring and then a condom.
Hell yeah. Walgreens, that's what's up.
It's an all-in-one.
Shout out to Big Pharmacy, yo. Yeah.
Look at you guys.
But CVS, what you got for my privates?
Yeah, I got my prescriptions and my pleasures.
Yeah, right. Big ass receipt.
Right aid, more like sex aid. Am I right?
Yeah, sometimes you do want to know like how intense is that vibration. That'd be kind of nice. Mm-hmm. And then she might have realized, actually, I like this better for myself.
Yeah, right? He doesn't need it.
I'm going to put my secret drawer where I put my floss that he never uses that he'll never find.
That's an explanation then.
But absolutely. The secret's going to kill you.
But yeah.
So she has all that stuff and she's not having sex with you anymore. So, I mean, one way or another, something's up.
What came first, chicken or the egg? In the best case scenario is she was trying to spice things up with the ring.
Yeah.
You think it was almost certainly her because of how he didn't get to use it?
I don't know. No, sorry. I just interrupted you. Sorry. Keep going.
No, that best case scenario is that they're in a lull sexually and she bought something to fix it. And she's not comfortable talking about it.
But she said she doesn't, when they talked about self-pleasure, she's like, I don't even have any need for that. I don't want it at all.
Maybe she's very demure.
So why does she have those?
Maybe she's very demure.
Forgot about that.
And didn't want to talk about it after 5 years. I don't know.
Something's obvious.
Yeah, something's going on.
Something's up.
And that going on is something that's going in. And it ain't his.
This text.
Yeah. And she doesn't even have a family 3 hours away.
Text from New Jersey. You can buy them in any store you want now. I bought 3 at Wawa yesterday.
I believe it.
There we go.
Along with a delicious sandwich.
Can you get them at a Bucky's?
Oh, you can get anything at Bucky's.
Oh, are you kidding?
You can probably get one that goes on your car hitch.
Yeah, buy a case of them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, more than likely.
Put it on there and sit down.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get toilet seats for that plug into your trailer.
Text from Illinois. Our Walgreens has butt plugs. Seriously. No, they don't.
Yeah,
they do not.
Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah, but it's probably labeled something else.
Really big wine cork.
This bet is, does Walgreens carry butt plugs?
Butt plugs at Walgreens. It's a simple Google.
I don't remember where I was at.
Oh, they do.
I was gonna say, I was just somewhere where it was like prominently displayed, like just
what on the end cap, like Memorial Day.
Are they
like
in
red, white, and blue stuff?
Like in an aisle.
Are they in stock locally though? Or is it one of those like temporarily out of stock and you have to order it? No, I want to be able to walk in.
No, let me tell you about the Hello Cake, the buzzy butt rechargeable vibrating butt plug. It is a vibrating toy for backside play, and it is turquoise-ish color, maybe a little light turquoise.
Aw.
Some people are going to lose their minds.
Didn't expect that.
It is not sold at, I'm in Chicago right now on my computer. Anyway, yes, you could get it if you want to get it at Walgreens. Great. See, Walgreens is just getting better and better.
Okay. I looked it up on the app as well. There it is.
Oh, Buzzy it's available.
It says sold in stores, shipping unavailable. They won't ship it to you, but you're welcome to walk in and talk to Fred the pharmacist and say, where's your happy butt plugger?
Can I get a prescription for that from my doctor? Okay, now, Free Beer, your next step is to go into your health app, your MyChart app. Yeah, send your doctor a message and say, hey, I saw this. Can I get a prescription for it?
Oh, you don't want a prescription for it. Not with our health insurance. Are you kidding? If that makes $20, it'll cost us $1,000.
Yeah, right? Sit on the end of a hairbrush and send yourself.
Yeah, I'd be better off. The deductible's the same, whether it's an emergency room trip or a butt plug that's prescribed. Yeah. That's how good our insurance is. The worst.
Use a corn cob. It'll pleasure you and clean you.
Guys, within 3 miles, there are three stores that have the butt plug of your dreams.
I need to know how many total butt plugs are within a 3 mile radius of us.
Oh, it's got to be thousands.
But they all have them.
You mean new or used?
Stocked.
Whatever.
Like, what is the per capita butt plugs in the 3 mile radius? Yeah. That's a fascinating story to find out. That's for sure.
Man,
I thought that was a total joke when they said that. This text: I'm heading to Sheetz now, the big gas station chain in Northeast Pennsylvania. Which of their three rows that are standard in all of them would I find it? Oh, now Walgreens is saying, how can I improve your search experience? Tap for more specifics on
the
items you search.
More butt plugs.
Yeah. You have the bonus size? Walmart has their own fleshlight, like a Walmart branded one called the Stroker.
Oh, I don't think I care for that one.
Oh, they should call it, Yeah, they need better names than that.
The Stroker.
I'm surprised it's not something like semi-patriotic like the Ronald Ray gun.
I'm a smoker.
Sounds like an 80s boss jock.
The Stroker!
Yeah.
How about this, this one? Recently, my wife of 15 years and I were talking about when we met, and she told me that she had dated me because she knew I wouldn't leave her. Didn't really know what that meant, but based on the larger conversation, it confirmed a suspicion that a voice in my head had been telling me for a long time is that she only went with me and then married me because I was safe. She told me that I could give her the life she wanted. This doesn't mean financially. I don't think because we were both in college when we met, 1 year out of college, broke when we got married. She told me that I was different than all the other guys she had dated. My wife is beautiful, and at 20 when I met her, she was basically a 10 smoking hot. You know, now she's like a 4, but whatever. You didn't say that. And I've seen some of the guys she's dated. One of them was a firefighter who posed in one of those hot firefighter calendars.
Oh, man, that's cool.
How do you live up to that?
You can't.
Another was a minor league baseball player. Pfft, those guys never make it. It's like 1 out of every 1,000.
Yeah.
He's like 50 people you know that played minor league baseball. I know I'm not alone in this situation, but I'm really feeling insecure knowing that I'm the safe guy that my wife married. It's been 15 years, man. Get over it. It's over.
Yeah, she probably had a moment where, I mean, if I were a woman, yes, why would I not want to date a firefighter if I could, or a baseball player they probably have great bodies and whatever, but she found out over time, oh, these are guys that are not reliable, or they're probably going to cheat on me, they're jerks, whatever. And then she grew up a little bit, and her tastes changed, and her focus changed, and it's you, stupid. You're fine.
I think that's it. Yeah. Right?
I don't think there's anything wrong being the safe option. I think that's, like, there's a comfort in that, like you're saying, Hot Wings.
That was one of the best things about me the whole time.
Yeah. That's how I always look. I'm like, I'm the reliable guy. Yeah. You know, like, I think I'm a solid choice. I'm not the guy who, if somebody wants to date somebody who looks like a bodybuilder, or, you know, runs on the beach in slow motion, I'm not that guy.
Oh, I run on the beach in slow motion. That's just happening to be my top speed.
That's just regular motion.
That's just as fast as it goes. Yeah. Sand is hard to run in.
So there you go. You're fine, man.
Yeah, man. Make safe great again. That's what we're talking about.